This is HPR episode 1939 entitled, Collating Pages with PDFTK. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 16 minutes long. The summary is, I describe how to collate the pages of two separate PDF files using PDFTK.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. It is Christmas vacation, and so I've got a little bit of time to record a show. I'm probably not going to have as much time going forward to record shows as I used to, because I'm starting a new job. I've mentioned this a couple of times in previous episodes, that I am now the director of the School of Music and Performing Arts here at UL Lafayette, and as such, I'm learning new stuff, and so it's going to take probably more time than I'm used to. It's a good thing. I'm ready for a new challenge, and hopefully I will do a good job. However, this is probably going to mean curtailing my HPR activities somewhat. But I got a little bit of time right now, and this episode relates to something that's going on as I'm moving into my new office. So you can imagine having stayed in my previous office for nearly 15 years that I've accumulated quite a lot of stuff. And I actually brought a lot of stuff with me when I first moved in there. And the thing that prompted this episode is all of my old class notes from graduate school. I saved all of these things thinking, well, maybe someday I'm going to want to refer to all of these things that my wise instructors told me when I was in graduate school, because I might need to pass this knowledge along to my own students to use it to formulate my own coursework and for the, my class notes for the classes I'm teaching and so forth. I'm not saying this very well. Anyway, I thought I might need them, so I kept them. And these are, many, many files full of notes and handouts and all kinds of stuff that my teachers back in Texas gave me when I was in graduate school, and notes that I took by hand and so forth. A lot of stuff. I kind of want to get rid of all these things, because they are heavy, they take up space, and honestly, I have not looked at most of them. There are a handful of classes where I've gone back and referred to the notes many times, and then a lot of other classes where I've not really referred to them at all. But I think I might want to someday. This is the academic hoarder in me coming out, thinking, well, you never know. It's been 20 years since I took that class and I haven't looked at the notes, but you never know when the occasion might arise where you need them. So what I'm doing is I'm starting to scan these things, and I'm doing it because I got a scanner that came with my new job. I've got this, the printer is a Brother DCP all-in-one 7065 DL maybe. I think that's the model number. Don't quote me on that. I can't look at it right now. But it's a really nice laser printer and flatbed scanner, and it has a feeder. The feeder is what makes all of this stuff possible. So you put a pile of pages in the feeder, press scan, and off it goes. It just scans one page after another. And so it can do a whole stack of, 25 or 30 pages in just a couple of minutes. Whereas if I had had to feed one page at a time, or put them on a flatbed or something, it would have taken too long, and I never would even have started doing this. It would just be too hard. So I'm scanning notes. It works great if your notes are all on one side of the page, because you can scan it straight to a PDF, save it, you're done. However, many of my notes are double-sided, which means that, and this scanner will not do double-sided scanning. So I put it in and scan the front side, and after that's done, I turn the entire stack over and scan the back side. And that means I end up with two separate PDFs, one that has all of the front pages and one that has all of the back pages. Now, this is better than nothing, but it would be better, wouldn't it, if all of the pages were together in the same file in the right order. So there are two problems here. One is that when I scan the back sides, I have to scan in reverse order, so last page to first. And then the other problem, of course, is that the pages are not collated. So I'm pretty handy with scripting, and I've used the PDF toolkit, PDFTK, many times to do all kinds of manipulation of PDF files. And so I thought, well, I can probably sort this out using PDFTK again. If you have never listened to it, you might want to go back and listen to episode 1760, my first episode about PDFTK, where I go down a lot of the basic commands and stuff. In this episode, I just want to talk about what I think is a pretty clever solution to this problem of having two separate PDFs, one with all the front sides and the other with all of the back sides in reverse order. So I wrote a script that will take a couple of steps to do all the things we need to get it in the right order. The first thing that needs to be done is to reverse the order of the pages for file number 2 that has all the backsides. And thankfully, this is super easy with PDFTK. I actually gave an example of this in my episode 1760. I had mentioned that my wife came home one day annoyed after having scanned an entire article, I guess at the library or somewhere, and it was done. She did it in reverse order because when we were graduate students, in order to get the paper to come out the right way, we always scanned our articles back to front. And when they came out of the photocopier that way, the first page was on top and the last page was on the bottom. But if you're scanning, then that just means you've scanned it in the wrong order. And so she was kind of upset, and I told her, don't worry, I think I can sort this out. And I found that you can just run a PDFTK command that will concatenate from the last page to the first and then output it to a new file name, and it's done. So the first command is PDFTK followed by the name of the file that has the reverse pages, followed by, I'm just going to read this, PDFTK space backwards files dot PDF space cat space end dash one space output space new file name dot PDF, and that's that. And end is spelled END, and then just use a hyphen, and then the number 1. And so that tells it to take the file that you're inputting and read it backwards to front and output with a new file name, where all the pages are in the right order. Great. Okay, so the pages on the second file are now in the correct order. This is good. So what we've got to do next is figure out a way to take the first page of the first file and the first page of the second file and put them next to each other and do this consecutively for all of the pages in both files. Well, the way to do this that I came up with is to burst both of the files. There's a one of the commands for the PDFTK for the PDF toolkit is the burst command. When you burst a PDF, it separates the file into all of its component pages and numbers them consecutively, 0001, 0002, and so forth. And so I knew about the burst command. I had never really had much occasion to use it, but this is a perfect opportunity. So what I do is burst both of these files so that all of the pages are separated. And to make this work out, now, I could, I suppose, just do that and then run the PDFTK cat command. And I mean, in theory, it's not that hard at all to take and put a whole bunch of PDF files together into one big one in any order you want. You just go PDFTK space first file name, second file name, third file name, and so forth. You just keep telling it which files you want to put together, and when you've done all that, do space cat output and then new file name, and it will put them all together. But this is extremely tedious. This has to be automated because I'm talking about here sometimes up to 40 different pages, and there is no way I'm going to type in 40 command line arguments for something. So this has to be automated. The way I found to do this was to use the file naming option. PDFTK allows you to specify certain file naming conventions for the burst command. And so what I've done is chose to burst with the file name starting with %03D. And what that tells it is to use in the numbering of these pages to use three digits and to put that at the front of the file name. So the command then is pdftk space frontpages.pdf space burst space output space %03D underscore front.pdf. What that one is going to do is burst the first PDF into all of its component pages, and the file names will read 001 underscore front, 002 underscore front, 003 underscore front, and so forth. Now, I do the same thing with the other PDF that has all the back pages, only this time instead of underscore front, I use underscore reverse. Now, I don't say underscore back because that would mess up what I'm about to do. What I want to be able to do is have the list command, ls, give me all of the files that are going to be the arguments when I'm concatenating everything. And if I use the word back instead of reverse, then all of the back pages are going to be listed before the front pages because it lists alphabetically. So I use the word reverse instead. So the next command to burst the other file would then be pdftk space backpages.pdf space burst space output space %03D underscore reverse.pdf. And after you've done this to each of the files, if you look in your directory, you'll see all those burst pages in there. And then the next thing to do is concatenate them. And the way to do that is by the following command. Instead of specifying each file individually, I use the list command and filter out any file that does not begin with a number. So here's the way that works. PDFTK space dollar sign open parenthesis ls pipe grep space caret left square brace 0-9 right square brace, and then for good measure I do another now just to make sure it starts with two digits. So after the first 0-9 right square brace, left square brace 0-9 right square brace, close parenthesis. So that whole thing starting with the dollar sign to the close parenthesis tells it use the output of this list command, filtering out everything that doesn't start with a number, as the command line arguments for PDFTK. And after that, space cat space output space new file name combined dot PDF, or whatever you want to call it. And voila, it's done. It has concatenated everything in the right order, and it's done so very, very quickly. Now, I've put all these into a script, and in the show notes, you can see the script that I use. And so this script I call front back PDF. And so the command that I run will be front back PDF space front page file name space back page file name, and it does all the rest. All right. Well, hope that's not too confusing, and hope you found that somewhat useful. And I think that's going to be about it. Be sure to check out the show notes if you're interested in trying this, because I fear I may have messed things up when I'm speaking out commands. This doesn't come all that naturally to me. All right. By the way, I've been doing a series of episodes where I try different audio configurations, and the last few of them I've used my phone plus the $2 microphone, and today I'm using a different thing. This is a microphone that I inherited when I saw it sitting on my boss's counter several months ago. There's this microphone that looks like a pretty high-tech studio mic, but it's a USB microphone made by M Audio. That's M-Audio. It's called Producer USB. And so I'm using this M-Audio Producer USB mic and just plugged into my laptop recording to Audacity. I don't normally record to Audacity because I'm afraid it's going to crash whenever I'm recording. I prefer to record to either to my phone or to my Zoom H1. But today, since this is a USB microphone, I can't really plug it into the Zoom, so I'm doing it on my laptop, and I hope it sounds pretty good. I don't know how much this microphone costs because it's a little bit old and it was just given to me. but I think it's one of those in about the $50 range or something. So a little bit more than the $2 microphone, but not really out of reach for normal people either. Anyway, thanks a lot. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.